I think I can start that, and I think everybody will probably say something similar, but when I joined the RCMP and throughout my career, it's been about opportunities and jumping at those opportunities. When I first was engaged, they said, would you like to learn French? Yeah, sure, I'll learn another language. And that has been, you know, one of the key things of my career. They asked me to go do an isolated post assignment in northeastern Quebec. I jumped at that opportunity. It was very rewarding and things that you'll never forget. So I think a key part of my success, and I think anyone's success, should be jump at opportunities that are given to you and make the most of them, because that's where you build your experience, build your relationships, your everything that will be valuable to you as you move forward in your career.
Yeah, just to touch on that, I definitely wholeheartedly agree. I can't put any one particular thing that has allowed me to achieve where I've gotten so far in my career. I would say it's a multitude of things. Again, any opportunities that have come my way, I very rarely or have never turned them down. I'm a scenes of crime officer. I've done front desk training. I've done booking. I've worked in tavis. Like any opportunity that sort of came my way, I was able to say, yes, I'm going to try it out. So, I mean, one thing I would encourage people is don't be afraid to try different things. And you may not like it, then you know what? So at least you can say you've tried it and now you can move on to something else. And if it's something you do enjoy, then that's much, you know, so much the better for you. And it's all about building experiences. You can take something simple as traveling, for example. You go to a new country, you interact with new people, you hear a different language. It's an experience. So just even the smallest things that you may think are insignificant can, you know, mean big things for you down the road for your career.
I know for myself, I think because I was so involved in this school and I gave so much of myself to it and certain aspects of it, did a lot of student government, I did a lot of clubs, and I really loved it so much, and I knew that this would be great to come back and work here. And that's how I knew. Without getting involved, I wouldn't have had that possibility open. I wouldn't have had that even thought of thinking, yeah, I can do this. You know, so that's why when people say, you know, if you dismiss extracurricular activities, that's what really makes that you can really cater your interest towards that. As much as you pick your academics, you say, I want to do this. And a lot of people are, I was driven, I knew I wanted to be a lawyer. So I knew the courses I was picking. But in terms of extracurricular activities, I wanted to do something that could really test my skill set to see what I was made of, because you learn so much of yourself and the other things you do extracurricularly, be it sports. You know, varsity, you know, sports teaches you a lot about teamwork. Student government teaches you about responsibility and, you know, having the weight of students' concerns on your shoulders, being really empathetic. And there's so many things that it can teach, and you can actually figure out, you're like, hey, you know what? This one student I remember coming up to me saying, he got involved in student government, and he realized he had this mediation skill set to him, because every time there was a conflict, he was able to help make it better. And now he's working towards becoming a mediator just because of that experience. So what I'm saying is, really get involved. The university has a lot to offer, and it's organized actually quite nicely. I've looked at some of the websites now from the days that I was here. You know, this information is accessible to you very easily, even on an app. So make use of it while you're here, and that will really shape, I think, the more you give something, the more you're going to get in return. So people think, oh, I'm going to give my time, and then what's going to come of it? Don't think of it like that. The more you give of yourself, you get to know who you are, and that's going to shape the career choices you make. And you'll be happy with the career choices you make, and I think that's really important. So
I think to put it most simply, it's just that when you know, one door closes, another door will always open for you. And I mean, you guys are here, and I mean, that speaks for itself in terms of your interests, your willingness to engage. And I mean, for me, I think I was highly involved in the university as well, and it was just the idea that I knew personally that I wanted to serve and serve others and help people. I think that kind of spoke to my interest, and I kind of, after graduation, that kind of prompted me in the direction that I wanted to go. And, you know, as the different things that I navigated my way through, I think it helped me, because I had that kind of guiding compass, is what I knew inside myself is what I wanted for myself. So just kind of keeping positive and keeping engaged, because I think a lot of people, in terms of the idea of always saying, you know, keeping your opportunities and saying yes and looking for new opportunities is that a lot of people kind of are closed-minded, and they don't want to take the new opportunities, don't want to see the new challenge. And if you can kind of open your mind to those things, you afford yourself so many opportunities out there, because employers and people in senior management are always looking for the go-getter, right? Someone who's willing to say yes to a posting in Quebec or learning a new language. And I mean, that speaks for itself, and you never know where I can take you.
I would say probably the biggest thing that I've learned in 31 years of policing, I've probably had 15 separate careers within policing. But the biggest message I could share with you is it's okay to be afraid. It's okay to be afraid. Because when you get an assignment that you have no idea what you're stepping into, you have no idea how it's going to turn out, and it will, as Elizabeth said, challenge every skill that you have, be it command and control, communication, supervision, leadership, mentoring, all of your skills will be tested. It's okay to be afraid, because if you think anybody on this panel has not gone into an assignment and said, oh my God, what have I got myself into? We just did not step into these roles and go. We developed the same as you will develop. We made mistakes the same as you will make mistakes. And we need to break those mistakes out into a couple of different important areas, mistakes of the mind and mistakes of the heart. A mistake of the heart is I tried to do the right thing at the right time for the right reason, and guess what? It turned out wrong. That's okay. Everybody on the panel's made those mistakes. The mistakes of the mind are the ones that you know are wrong at the time you do them. They are calculated. They are for the wrong reason. They are mean-spirited. Those are not mistakes. That is wrong. And you need to focus on doing the right thing all the time, even though sometimes it doesn't turn out perfect. Nothing that we have ever done has been absolutely perfect. So it's okay to be afraid, but take those challenges. And as Elizabeth said, challenge every skill that you have.